Track 7, The Ravine. Hard conditions require hard men.
We're on a plateau here, more or less, about 500 metres high. In the ice age, this would have all been covered by an ice sheet. When the ice started to melt, the ice sheet retreated. You got little lakes forming at the edge of the ice. Glass Lynn is a remnant of one of those lakes, really, just a little glacial pond left behind in a little dip. There was a huge amount of water released when the ice melted, and that poured over the edge of the escarpment and carved out deep ravines like the one we've got just to the right of the reserve, which now only has a small stream in it, but it would have had, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of water pouring down there at the end of the ice age, cutting it deeply down in through the gravel. And a lot of this surface is gravel and stone left from the ice sheet melting.
Beneath the glacial gravel, mudstones and shales, hundreds of millions of years old, form the underlying geology. These were affected by volcanic activity further north and contain veins of valuable minerals, mostly lead and zinc, with some silver. Hence the large-scale lead mining activity at Delive on the mountain road. This road, from which you gained access to the Winfred Vaughan Thomas Memorial, is the only significant visual legacy of this mining. Life for the men that worked there was very hard, and mining would not be their only employment, as Yestin discovered when reading a miner's diary.
And you'd say you'd get up at 5 a.m, go and do something like a 14-hour shift in the mine, then go and help out with the shearing, then go home and do some work on his own farm, then go to bed, and then get up the next morning and do that 6 days a week. And you just think, how on earth, you know, the strength of these men to do that day in, day out, all year round. You know, it just beggars belief. And people complain they've got a hard life nowadays. You know, they're thinking, yeah, right. You don't know how lucky we are, honestly. We really don't. You read some of these stories and you think they were hard, hard men.
The birds around here are a bit feisty too. From ground nesters such as the red grouse and skylark to the more predatory hen harrier and merlin, each rears its young in the often wild conditions. The peregrine falcon, the world's most widespread bird of prey, can also be found nesting on the steep crags of the ravine. However, you are more likely to hear its screeching call than catch a glimpse. In mid-dive, it can reach speeds of 200 miles an hour, making it the fastest animal in the world. Two further birds of prey commonly spotted here are buzzards and their fork-tailed cousins, the red kite.
I always think buzzards are a bit more Lancaster bomber-like in their shape. They're a bit heftier, you know, particularly when next to a red kite. Red kite is the long, lanky-looking bird, whereas the buzzard is a bit sort of stocky and heavily built and a bit more oomph to it, more or less.
Just a reminder to retrace your steps back to stop 6. Turn right and follow the shoreline of the lake. Listen to track 8 after crossing the small wooden boardwalk bridge and passing through the wooden kissing gate.